That wasn't the second game, and I'm not going to be long this morning. The second game. And I took inventory of several people. The second most popular game that we played as children is house. Now you have to watch out when folk are playing house. The object of house was pretension. In other words, you pretended to be mommy and daddy, and if you happened to have been the youngest one in the game, then you had to play the baby role. But as I looked at that today, and I come to the conclusion that there's a lot of us who claim to be saved and we're still playing house. That's why babies are having babies. Playing house. Little girls, before they can even spell mama, are having babies. Swallowed the pumpkin seed over the summer. But when winter is coming, they must produce something. Yeah, I'm playing house. And you know, we're playing house when we shack. Now, in most games of house, there is never a marriage ceremony. Very few of us play marriage. We just instantly go into being mama and dad. And that same mentality has followed us up into our adulthood. And we skip over what the Bible says, get married, and we just go ahead and live in. If you can't say amen, say ouch, it's still wrong.
I'm hurrying, I'm hurrying, I'm hurrying, I'm hurrying. The Bible says here when I was pleasure of $50 from money. I know you probably came to me after I told you I'm pregnant and stuff. And we've been going together for such a long time, but the baby's not yours, so you don't have to worry about it. I'll always love you.
Tuesday, 8 a.m.
Hello, Mr. Velvet. This is your landlord calling. I'm calling to notify you that you're being evicted from your apartment due to excessive noise which has been coming from your space. And also the naked girl that was running down the hall last week didn't help. So, we'll need you to be out of there by Monday of next week. And, please don't make any noise until then. Have a nice day.
Wednesday, 6 p.m.
Hi, my name is Bob. I'm calling from the Psychic Friends Network. I'm calling to give you your homework for today. And it looks bad. As a matter of fact, your life looks bad. I say stay in the house today, tomorrow, and forever. Because your chart shows that your life is over.
Thank you. Yeah. dressed in green, wear silk stockings, golden seams. Sea lime woman, dressed in red, dressed in red. Sea lime woman, dressed in black, dressed in black. Sea lime woman, dressed in green, wear silk stockings, golden seams. Wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat, winks at a man, then she winks back. Sea lime woman, dressed in red, wearing a rag on her head. Sea lime woman, I can't hear ya, I can't hear ya, that's a little better. You in the back down there with that little piece of weave or whatever y'all got on inside of there. You walking around this place thinking you are something fierce, honey. But you really should go home and do it all over again. Now how are my color girls over there in the corner? How y'all doing? Y'all feeling fierce? All right, girls. You know what to do, honey. The Revlon's calling. Well, anyways, y'all been just a blast inside of here tonight. I want to thank you all. So, you know, if there's any sort of them freaky looking motherfuckers out there who thinks that they can give it to me, honey, let me hear it. Sea lion woman, she drinks coffee. She drinks tea, then she go home. Sea lime woman, dressed in red, wearing a rag on her hair. Sea lime woman, dressed in black.